Jesus self, and I am the Supreme Soul, Bhagavan. Then, Tanaham Deva Sarvani, I know everything, that is, I am always with my consciousness. And you, bath after bath, forgetting consciousness, before consciousness,
yes,
and getting new experience, and taking bath, forgetting before what you have done, this way. The many bath waiting for us, in my hand this bath, and if I can utilize it for favor of myself, what is my favor? That is the service to Krishna. It will come to my favor. Service, if I join my account with Krishna's account, then it will go more and more. I maybe will got 5% interest in selling, but if I buy share, then may got 200%. Like that. From a good company, if I got some share, then I may got 200% interest. Like that, if my all wealth I engage for the service to Krishna, wealth means my Saranagati, you know Saranagati. That is my wealth. Dedication. Then all the wealth will go as well as Krishna's wealth. That is, Guru Maharaj told, we may got the position, super source position. Like Brahma, like Shiva is super soul. What they are not getting, I may got that. This way. Then, in my hand this bath, and I shall try to engage myself fully this bath. For the service to Krishna. My English is poor, you can understand. Not only poor, very poor, but half salary. What I know, that I shall engage for the service to Krishna, for the devotee. In the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, all the devotees are engaged 24 hours in service to the Krishna and Guru Gauranga. That's what we call Guru Gauranga. Service to Guru Gauranga. And someone surprised to look that, looking that, and he mentioned it. The Prabhupada's teaching is devotees as Paramahansa's level. 24 hour service to Krishna is Paramahansa level.
Yeah.
Paramahansa's are doing, he always doing service to Krishna. Anything doing that's going for Krishna's interest. He is taking prasadam, that's for Krishna seva. He is doing service, any service, cleaning the drain or making the prasad of food for Krishna or bathing, taking bath for him or swimming in the pond. Everything for the service to Krishna. That is Paramahansa. Understand? We are always telling Om Vishnupad Paramahansa. But what is the meaning of Paramahansa? What Paramahansa doing, but always going for to service to Krishna. For the service to Krishna. This is the Paramahansa. Plane of Paramahansa. And Prabhupada Sarsan Thakur teach his disciples that way. And after that, our Guru Maharaj, he was with full consciousness of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as well as Krishna consciousness. Then Guru Maharaj went telling, Jat karoshi jadasnasi, jat juhoshi jadasi jat, jat tapasyasi kumtya tat kurusya madatkanam. But not after making you offer to Krishna. But making before, you first offer to Krishna, then you try to make for Krishna. That is the good thing, and a very good thing. Sravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, padashevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakkam, atmanivedanam. You know this sloka? Iti pumsarpita Vishnu bhaktischet navalakkhana, kriyeta bhagavattadha talmanye adhitabhuttavam. That means, who is practicing this nine kinds of bhakti yoga, some kinds of bhakti yoga, he is very good servant to Krishna. But who is making first himself as a devotee, devotion, full dedicated, yes. Who is dedicated fully first to Krishna, then doing Sravanam Kirtanam, etc. He is the best in Srimad Bhagavata, we are looking. And that is the teachings of Saraswati Thakur and Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj. When I was in Swami Maharaj's house, 10 years I was there, Swami Maharaj was that time Grihastha, and Guru Maharaj going there. He spared two rooms, four rooms upstairs of his laboratory, Himalpan laboratories. And when Guru Maharaj was going there for preaching in Calcutta or other anywhere, only to Swami Maharaj coming for discussing. Next house to Swami Maharaj. Both house was Swami Maharaj's house, rented house. And every day they are discussing this principle of Saraswati Thakur and many things of scriptural notes. And always we are looking their tendency. First, dedication, that is necessary. Then you can do anything for the service to Krishna, Krishna will take that, if you are surrendered. Otherwise, Krishna will take that second class devotee, you can say, not first class devotee. First class, first dedication, and second class, first making service and dedicate to Krishna. That is second class. Understand? But it is the both of devotee. Making one very good preparation, maybe Chanadala, you can say, for Krishna. If your intention for Krishna, that is you are making, otherwise not. That is very good. And that is the first class. And you will take first and test it, how nice or not. Then you offer to Krishna. This is called Bhagamarga. And there, everything dedicated to Krishna. Without Krishna, they do not know anything. Then for the service to Krishna, which way is possible by the conditioned soul. Conditioned soul always bounded in illusion. But if they will surrender to his Guru, Guru take his all offense and sin, everything, and give him inspiration and consciousness, Krishna consciousness, knowledge, perfect knowledge, transcendental knowledge. And this way he is making everything in the plane of transcendental. Chaideho kalita chidananda man. Aprakita dehe krishne charana bhaja. First, his consciousness, jiva-soul's consciousness, illusionary environment running. But when surrendered to Guru as well as Krishna, then Guru gives him new life and open his transcendental eyes also. Sheets of Mahamantra. That seed, when planting inside of the devotee, gradually he is getting transcendental service life. And this way, his practice going more and more exalted position. So it is necessary dedication first, and that is good. If not possible, try to dedicate. That's also good for the jiva soul. Everybody cannot do that. It is sometimes very impossible, we will think. Yeah, I make it, I done it. This ego, we cannot forget. This is my body, this is my son, this is my daughter, husband, world, house. We cannot forget this ego. It is very difficult. But if we transfer to the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, yes, it's come to me, but everything belongs to Krishna, and I am also subjected to Krishna. This knowledge, when established in the heart, that's going gradually transcending this plane. And this is the teaching of Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj. And they not told much. They not gave chance to read other books to devotees. Understand? Always engaging in first class guru. He said, not necessary to do this or do that. What I am telling, you follow. My Guru Maharaj told to me when first I joined in this with his mission here. 17 years old I was, 16 or 17. And that time Guru Maharaj told me, can you stay here in this mosque? I surprised to hear that. You are telling, I come for staying. But why Maharaj is telling this? Can you stay here? I was not happy to hear that sound of Guru Maharaj. Anyhow, then I said, yes Maharaj, I come to stay in the mosque. Then Guru Maharaj only one advice gave me that time. If he wants to practice Krishna consciousness, then you must follow what I am telling. What is your mind telling? Don't follow that. This is my first instruction. What is your mind telling you to do? You don't do that. And what is my instruction? You follow exclusively that. Can you do? I said, yes, I am always telling you yes. Then, but I cannot always follow that. But I am always telling you yes. And Guru Maharaj was very happy. And it is a very good example. I told before also, that time, few dal, you know dal? Taking dal? Few bags, dal was in the mosque, and all with insects, gone bad. Inside grown the dal, some insects. And who is Bhandari? He is making the dal every day. He do not want to throw out. He trying to clean, but impossible to clean all, and a few insects inside, and after boiling, that's coming out over the dal. And he is from taking and distributing to us. We have brahmacharis there that time, and new very, but very thick and good taste, no doubt. But when I am looking at the insects, I am feeling very bad. And one day, Guru Maharaj, when I am looking, all the devotees taking prasadam, I am also that side. In that time, there was one facet house, not building. And Guru Maharaj is looking, and especially looking to me, he said, you must follow my directives.
But I am taking, what I am given dal, and I am looking there inside. And I, gradually I am thinking it is very bad, cannot take. My mind telling, I cannot take. And I immediately remember what is advice of Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj said, what is your mind asking to do, don't do that. Then I first told, then I took. And what Guru Maharaj is giving me, I must follow that. Then it is come from Guru Maharaj. Then I shall take with insects and things. My mind telling, don't take. But I don't listen from my mind. I promise to Guru Maharaj. After taking the prasadam, I am going every day for massaging Guru Maharaj's feet and some talking Guru Maharaj. I am very affectionate. Then Guru Maharaj said to me, why you told then you said, no, like that. I told, explain Guru Maharaj, you told, but your mind telling you don't do that. But I told, you must follow that, I am telling. Then I am thinking, this dal coming through your side. My mind will not want to take, but they gave me. And by order of you must be. Then I first think I shall not take. Then again I think, yes, it's come from Guru Maharaj's side, then I must take. Then this way I have done. Guru Maharaj told me it is very good symptom.
I'm sure he was very happy.
Yes, very happy. That this is the fact. Yeah, by practical practice. Guru Maharaj is giving us practical practice of Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. What we will do, all will go to Krishna. Not for me anything. That is the perfect Krishna consciousness. And this way trained Swami Maharaj, I heard. And I know he must desire not sin or sin. Not sin or sin. I know he is preaching this. And 10 years I was with them both, Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. Then I can say what they are preaching.
Hyderabad?
No, in Calcutta. Calcutta. He comes, does watch. He more maybe. I am very weak in mathematics. Maybe 8 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 12 years. I can say, after calculation, I joined 1947, then 57, when Swami Maharaj took sannyas? Maybe 63? 62 or 63. Then, before sannyas, we are... then 13 years, 12 years, 13 years. With Swami Maharaj. 12 years, not less than 12 years. And 47 and 12, 59. And 59 or 60, up to 60. Then 2 years, he lost everything. His family life, business, everything. And then he come to Guru Maharaj for sannyas. And Guru Maharaj said, your family is my like my family. How shall I give now sannyas to you? If I give sannyas, then you chastise me. Then you wait 2 months, 6 months, and you see what is the condition of your family. Then you take sannyas. And Swami Maharaj said, no, I cannot go it. I take immediately. Then Guru Maharaj said, if I give sannyas to you, then your family must chastise me, and they are very affectionate with me also. Then my mantra will Kesava Maharaj. You go to Kesava Maharaj. And he will give sannyas in Vrindavan, then no problem for you. Same mantra. And name also given Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta and Swami. And he is gone to Vrindavan. and took sannyas from Kesavamaharaj. And Kesavamaharaj happily gave me. And this is the only relationship with Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj. Very close they were. From Allahabad, from 1930. And Swami Maharaj would go on lecture in text, you read that. No? We are very intimate.
From Mayapur. Huh? I've been in Mayapur temple.
No, here.
Yes, it's installing. Oh,
here. Here, in Guru Maharaj's bath kitchen. Swami Maharaj come. That is Guardian of Devotion.
Published.
And that is text.
Yes.
With Sridhar Goswami.
Yes.
Sridhar Maharaj and myself was very intimate. Mm. It's not prepared me and gave me association with Sridhar Maharaj. This is an intimate. We are since 1930. And that talk also with Sridhar Maharaj.
Yes.
I consider Govinda Maharaj as my son. In Mayapur, that was in Mayapur. Yes, Lord Govinda Maharaj says, that is true, I consider Srila Sridhar Maharaj as my Shikha Guru and Govinda Maharaj as my son. This way he gave lecture. That is Mayapur 1973.
The official opening of the Mayapur temple.
Yes. And his mood was very nice. Always Paramahansa mood. We are thinking the opening ceremony of the temple of Mayapur must be some grand way. And he sent his card for Guru Maharaj for opening that temple, Mayapur Chandragat Mandir. He invited Guru Maharaj for opening that temple, but Guru Maharaj gone there and stayed in the night, and next day it will be open. I am thinking it will be open next day, and some ceremony will be held, grand ceremony. But not looking any. Many devotees, they are chanting, dancing, many things are happening there. But for open ceremony, some arrangement, I am not looking any. Then I asked Swami Maharaj. That time 8 o'clock maybe, morning 8 o'clock. The Maharaj, I am not looking anything for opening this temple. And Swami Maharaj said, what opening? I said, you brought Guru Maharaj for opening the temple and that must be one ceremony and that will be grand. Oh, that happened already. I said, when that happened? But when Sridhar Maharaj entered in the temple, that's open. And Sridhar Maharaj entered in my mouth, then open mouth. That's happened already. Now we'll be held one meeting, and after 9 o'clock, they have held one meeting, very big meeting. And first the lecture, Swami Maharaj, then Guru Maharaj, then order to me, and I get some lecture. Then Swami Maharaj again get some lecture, and there Swami Maharaj makes it.
Yes.
And I surprised, he request me for lecture. I surprised. I cannot guess it, and I was not prepared to give the lecture. I know big scholars come, and they will give some lecture, and Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj give lecture. Who am I? I am not considering a proper person for giving lecture there. But after the Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj ordered Swami Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, you tell something. Then I told my relationship and Guru Maharaj's relationship with Swami Maharaj and gave some lecture about his family life and his missionary life and his devotional life, many things. Maybe half an hour. And there I mentioned the whom we are looking in front of us, he is not our Charan Dev. But we know our Charan Dev first. And what was our Charan Dev and what is Swami Maharaj? We cannot guess it. That time we have seen him, I was with him,
maybe 10 years or like that, that lecture I gave. And Krishna playing within his service, but many good and big, big servitor of Saraswati Thakur present this time also. But Krishna chosen that Avacharan there, who was an unknown person, and now he is famous as a devotee general of Saraswati Thakur. But many devotee general present in this world, but Krishna chosen that Swami Maharaj. This way I give lecture. I cannot all remember. And one sloka I started, Sampradi Kathayatu Mishe, Sampradi Kova Pratiti Mayatu, Gopati Tamaya Kunje, Gopa Bodhati Vitanagama. Whom shall I tell and who will believe it? That Avacharan day, now a joint guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya as well as Saraswati Thakur Sampradaya. But now we are looking that in our front. Everybody must have obeisance to him. This way. Oh, many things happen that time. That time, photo are there, great guru's photo, all the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Govinda Maharaj picture also there.
I am in the time 70 years, playing Mridanga. But all the grand gurus are there. Not Sami Maharaj. Sami Maharaj that time was real. That is the through whom Krishna will play, we cannot say. But it was a miracle to think that Krishna will play through Sami Maharaj. But it is blessings of Saraswati Thakur and it is wish of Krishna and Nityananda Prabhu. They chosen Swami Maharaj. Many great guru was that time, but they chosen Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj also said that. And Guru Maharaj said, a mankind cannot do it, only can do Krishna and Nityananda Prabhu. That is, I am thinking he is Satyavesh avatar of Nityananda Prabhu. A man cannot do it. What we have done all over the world chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, only Nityananda Prabhu Mahaprabhu, they can do it. Then all over in his body Nityananda Prabhu playing. Guru Maharaj said. Many times told Guru Maharaj. Okay? 11 o'clock. We shall meet. They are in Guru Maharaj's chair. I shall try to fulfill this Swami Maharaj's desire by the blessings of the Buddha.